Lesson 7. Strengthening a Testimony of Joseph Smith. From the Presidents of the Church Teacher's Manual. Objective. Class members will increase their testimonies that Joseph Smith saw God the Father and Jesus Christ. Preparation. 1. Prepare a copy of the handout, helping a friend understand Joseph Smith's first vision for each class member from the sample following the lesson. 2. Prepare to write the Understanding John chapter 1, verse 18 chart on the chalkboard or prepare word strips of the sentences and scripture references. 3. See that each class member has a copy of the Bible. Check with the Meeting House Library for additional copies if needed. Suggested lesson development. Introduction. Story. Read the following story. John is a 14-year-old member of the church. One day, Paul, his non-member friend, confided in him, "Some missionaries from your church are talking to my family. We think you have a good church and that it teaches good things, but my father and I can't really believe the story about Joseph Smith having a vision and finding gold plates. We can answer questions about Joseph Smith." Discussion and Scriptures. What might be troubling Paul about Joseph's vision? What could John tell his friend Paul that would help him? John could explain that while Joseph's vision was unique in his day, it was not unusual for a prophet. The Lord throughout history has spoken to his prophets, many face to face. What other prophets can you think of who have seen and spoken with the Lord? You might mention some of the following. Adam. See Genesis chapter 3, verses 8 through 13. Doctrine and Covenant, section 107, verses 54 and 55. And Moses chapter 6, verse 22. Enoch. Genesis chapter 5, verses 22 and 24. Doctrine and Covenant, section 107, verse 49. And Moses chapter 7, verse 4. Noah. Genesis chapter 6, verse 9. And Moses chapter 8, verse 27. Abraham, Genesis chapter 12, verse 7, chapter 18, verse 1, and Abraham chapter 2, verse 6. Isaac, Genesis chapter 26, verse 2. Moses, Exodus chapter 24, verse 1, and then verses 9 through 11. Chapter 33, verse 11. Isaiah, in Isaiah chapter 6, verse 1. Ezekiel, in Ezekiel chapter 1, verse 1. And chapter 44, verse 4. Stephen, in Acts, chapter 7, verses 55 and 56. The brother of Jared, in Ether, chapter 3, verses 6 through 15. Nephi, in 2 Nephi, chapter 11, verses 2 through 6. Jacob, in 2 Nephi, chapter 11, verse 3. And Mormon, in Mormon, chapter 1, verse 15. Also, Joseph Smith, in Joseph Smith History, 1, verse 17. Besides these, many other prophets have seen the Lord. Discussion and Scripture Chain. What if Paul mentions John chapter 1, verse 18, which says, "No man has seen God"? John could explain that further scriptures and the Lord's prophets can help us know the following. Write the three sentences and scripture references on the chalkboard or post the prepared word strips. Chalkboard. Understanding John chapter 1, verse 18. See also Joseph Smith Translation, chapter 1, verse 19. 1. No one can see God without being strengthened and protected by the power and Spirit of God. See Doctrine and Covenant, section 67, verse 11. 2. Only those who are worthy have the privilege of seeing God. See John chapter 6, verse 46, and Doctrine and Covenant, section 93, verse 1. 3. The Lord shows himself when, where, and to whom he wishes. See Exodus chapter 33, verse 20, and compare it to Joseph Smith Translation, Exodus chapter 33, verse 20. For other scriptures that tell of God speaking with his prophets and others, see Topical Guide, Jesus Christ, Appearances, Antimortal, and Jesus Christ, Appearances, Postmortal. Scripture Discussion. Have the class find the following scriptures and read them together. Genesis chapter 12, verse 7, Exodus chapter 24, verses 9 and 10, and Exodus chapter 33, verse 11. These and many other scriptures show that righteous men have seen God. What conditions are necessary for such revelation to take place? 1. There must be a need. For example, during Joseph Smith's time, the gospel needed to be restored. 2. The person needs to be worthy. 3. The vision must come at the Lord's choosing, not merely because the person wishes it. Do you think you could now tell a friend in a very easy, simple way why Joseph Smith's first vision is another example in a long pattern of the Lord dealing with his prophets? Handout. Give each class member a copy of the handout, helping a friend understand Joseph Smith's first vision, at the end of the lesson. Invite a class member to explain why Joseph Smith's first vision was not unusual. Note to teacher. The stone box with the gold plates in it was not unusual or unique. Metal plates with important records on them were not unique in ancient times. Archaeologists in our own day are discovering that metal plates of all kinds were used for recording written documents. See H. Curtis Wright, Ancient Burials of Metal Documents in Stone Boxes, Journal of Library History, Foundation for Ancient Research and Mormon Studies, WR-1981. Helping others develop their own testimonies. Discussion and Scripture. What is the most important way we could help a friend like Paul know for himself that Joseph Smith told the truth? Lead the class members into a discussion of the Holy Ghost. We could explain that in the Book of Mormon, in Moroni chapter 10, verse 4, the prophet Moroni tells us that if we honestly want to know the truth, we can ask God in the name of Christ. If we are sincere and have faith in Christ, we will learn the truth through the Holy Ghost. Read Moroni chapter 10, verses 4 and 5 to the class. We could also tell our friend about Joseph Smith's testimony of the first vision. See Joseph Smith History 1, verse 5 through 26. We could suggest that he read it with a prayerful attitude and then sincerely ask God. He can also feel the truth by the power of the Holy Ghost. Moroni chapter 10, verse 4. Testimony and Challenge. Bear testimony of your own conviction that Joseph Smith actually saw the Father and Jesus Christ. Challenge the class to gain this knowledge for themselves. Helping a friend understand Joseph Smith's first vision. 1. God often communicates face to face with His prophets. Heavenly Father or the Savior talked face to face with the following prophets. Adam, Genesis chapter 3, verses 8 through 13, Doctrine and Covenant section 107, verses 54 and 55, and Moses chapter 6, verse 22. Enoch, Genesis chapter 5, verses 22 and 24, Doctrine and Covenant section 107, verse 49, and Moses chapter 7, verse 4. Noah, Genesis chapter 6, verse 9, and Moses chapter 8, verse 27. Abraham, Genesis chapter 12, verse 7, and chapter 18, verse 1, and Abraham chapter 2, verse 6. Isaac, Genesis chapter 26, verse 2. Moses, Exodus chapter 24, verses 1, and then verses 9 through 11, also chapter 33, verse 11. Isaiah, in Isaiah, chapter 6, verse 1. Ezekiel, in Ezekiel, chapter 1, verse 1, and chapter 44, verse 4. Stephen, Acts, chapter 7, verses 55 and 56. Brother of Jared. Ether, chapter 3, verses 6 through 15. Nephi, in 2 Nephi, chapter 11, verses 2 through 6. Jacob, 2 Nephi, chapter 11, verse 3. Mormon, in Mormon, chapter 1, verse 15. Joseph Smith, in the Joseph Smith History, 1, verse 17. 2. If a person asks the Lord with real intent to know the truth, the Lord will reveal it to him by the power of the Holy Ghost. See Moroni chapter 10, verse 5. End of Lesson 7, Strengthening a Testimony of Joseph Smith, from the Presidents of the Church Teacher's Manual,